style can't be.
Are you ready to join me on another audio odyssey here on RadioValencia.fm? We're going to be spinning eclectic music from all eras and genres. Sunday, noon till 2. You're listening to The Stranded Playlist.
My God, it's full of stars.
Again, Kate, and thank you so much for inviting me to your mansion. And you are tuned. Now, here's the first track from Sheena Rose and Leo Frappier's holiday album, Mrs. Santa Claus. This features me on background vocals. I'm gonna follow in Kate's steps from the last song, of course. Great track, huh? Prince and Kate. That's, of course, Sheena Rose, Leo Frappier, and moi. Yeah, Christmas, baby, please come home. And now, you know, of course, I have to have my dead or alive moment in every show. And it's, of course, a holiday moment. This is Blue Christmas. Thank you, one and all, for being part of the first holiday 2022 episode of The Stranded Playlist. You are listening to Radio Valencia.fm. Christmas. Love that track. Ah, now, Australian singer Sam Sparrow. This, of course, was his breakout song here, Black and Gold. The first of the holiday 2022 Audio Odyssey's here. Yeah. It's coming over me. I'm so dizzy, I can't see. Rush Hour, Jane Wheedlin, of course, and that goes out to one of my closest friends, Tony Alvarez. Sadly, he passed away the week of Thanksgiving. I've known the man for over a decade. We were very, very close at one time, but we remained friends throughout our friendship, and it's a very, very sad moment right now. But here's Hazel Dean. They say it's gonna rain.
They say it's gonna rain.
My darling cousin Yvette. She's a Hazel Dean fan. There's also another song coming up for her I know she loves with Kim Wilde and Mel Smith. Yeah, and now, ooh, Lamal. Remember him? From the 80s pop group sensation Kajagoogoo. He went solo for a while. He's still around making music. This was one of his collaborations with the legendary producer Giorgio Moroder. This is Then Suddenly.
Thank you.
Yes, Lamal, of course, Then Suddenly and Now. Oh, it's Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. Revenge is better than Christmas. I almost fucked that line up too. Excuse me. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, of course. Love that. Just great song. Christmas isn't canceled, just you. And
I mean, there was something really great about growing up in a liberal, intellectual Jewish household with three sensitive older brothers. But there were times, I have to admit, that I really got caught up in the romance of being Gentile, especially around Christmas time. I would fantasize that I had an older brother named Chip and a little sister named Sally, and my name would either be Happy or Buffy or Babe. One of those big sexy blondes who plays a lot of volleyball. Yes, spike it, babe! All right! Yes! And every Christmas Eve, my mom would make a glazed ham with cloves sticking out of it. And a hot canned fruit compote. Mom! After dinner, we'd sit around the piano, my mother in a beautiful beautiful burgundy velveteen dress with a lace collar. My father with his sleeves rolled up, smoking a pipe, his golden lab at his side. And we'd sing Christmas carols. La, 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 Chip would harmonize. La, 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 la. Then we'd get ready for midnight church services. We'd sit together, our arms around each other in the pew. My father would donate 10% of his income as they passed the basket by. So proud to be a part of Christian society. Back home, I remove what little makeup I need to wear with Clinique products. And slip into a flannel lamb's nightgown, staring at the snowfall, dreaming of all the Christmases past and all the Christmases to come, when I'd have a family of my own. And like every Christmas Eve, Chip would come in. Oh God, Chip, you are so cute. I wish you weren't my brother so I could fuck you. Honey, I bought you the coolest Christmas present this year. You're gonna die. It's so neat. What's wrong, honey? You seem sad. It's Christmas. I don't know, babe. I've been doing some thinking. It's my last year of high school, and I want to do really great on the SATs and get into a good college and play football. I'm kind of worried Mom and Dad might break up. Honey, you're too sensitive. That's not gonna happen. Outside that door, you little butthole. If it is you, I will kill you and you won't get your Christmas present. Oh, gotcha, I hate her. Ah, she's all right, babe. She's just a little girl. Mom comes in a robe and furry slippers. What are you two kids up to? Can I tell you how darn proud I am of the two of you? Tonight in church, babe, in that Laura Ashley dress. You are stunning. And thanks for helping me in the kitchen. Don't know what I'd do without you, kitten. Chip, you've turned into such a fine young man, but what is with that hung dog look on your face tonight, mister? I don't know, Mom. I'm just really scared you and Dad are going to get divorced. Oh, no, no, no. Not us. Not the Jensens. We're not going anywhere. Oh, sure, your father may be going through a little bit of a midlife crisis, but I worship him, and I adore you kids. You've both been under so much pressure lately. What with the cotillion coming up, babe? Get some sleep. Grandma's coming over real early. We have some terrific presents to open, and may visions of sugar plums dance in your heads. You're never too old to hear that, kids. Sweet dreams. Love ya.
Mwah. Yes, Sandra Bernhardt, of course, from her award-winning Broadway show, Without You, I'm Nothing.
Where do you go when they Lousy faggot, happy Christmas, your arse, I pray God it's our love.
The boys
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it out alone. I built my dreams around you. Christmas Day.
So, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes the time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having